Introducing Creamit Tea and Coffee Creamer. Remember where we're coming from. Boom. Never forget home. It doesn't matter you're big or small.
Chocoloco. Chocoloco is for all.
Excuse me, give me your best mocktail, please.
Right away.
Whoa. So you mean to tell me I have to wait through all this fancy dancing just to get a good refreshing drink? Sure.
Mm-mm.
With Brothers Mocktail?
Complain about any broadcasting station, get in touch with us. IBA, Mass Media Complex, Alikinkata Road, PO Box 32475, Lusaka, or call us on 260-211-2505 at 9, or visit our website at www.iba.org.zm. IBA, here for the public.
Bonjour, moi c'est Pascal Neneapa. Nicky and Chistika, wana maliru yurobat. Eh, kapita wa chitele ta simzanga ga? Eh, teka nifi. Siyana ne?
Ah, ah. Mwana inu kapka angu. Iya, na shupakare ponga.
Siyana ne, kuri benava wangu apa, ni mavuto. Bantu wa jandora kutia yungu kutumaweti, tuneka munga ntungunda. Ah, ya, isu wana butika eti.
Ya, nenze kuyopa na taa, nikamuza soka jimangi, atakamba, ya isha nene, atani faira nkufu, ona chabi kwanga, vantu, siwa sanka na kusanka, bale senda pewasike, ona nsaiji.
True, ndi saiji yangu, kuzi machungukuchi, munga ni taki. Asya nene, bichini wa nini, uchita mangwara bwaji, nuziko nawe na we, fiti tigawa nenge mwagadu.
Sibu mfiti, iwe tuma siripa nkuku, na ripa sugu fiti.
Ripa.
Yes, Ripper Stock Feed has it all for your broiler chicks. Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
What's cooking? Cooking is the process of producing fresh and edible food by preparing and combining ingredients by applying heat in most cases. carbohydrates are in two forms. We have the simple carbohydrates and then we have the complex carbohydrates. Monday to Friday at 13:05.
From Sunday to Friday, I don't take any sugar. So, am I risking my life or I'm on the good diet?
A healthy diet through life promotes health, pregnancy outcomes, supports normal growth, development, and aging, helps to maintain a healthy body weight, and reduces the risk of chronic diseases, leading to overall health and well-being.
Diet plays a bigger role in physical activity. Actually, I think 80% of weight management is from the diet.
The diet.
Physical activity plays very little. Physical activity is good, of course, to, you know, burn out the excess. It's important to also release, you know, emotional stress. It helps in that regard. But when it comes to weight...
Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of The Food Cycle, only on Millennium Radio, the voice of development. And to... And welcome to today's episode of The Food Cycle, which is brought to you by CSO San. And as you know, The Food Cycle is a bit different from the usual What's Cooking episodes. This one comes with a guest, and so I am not alone. I'm with Mr. Wesley Litaba from Africa Nature's Organic Foods. He's the executive director there. He's not new on The Food Cycle. He's our all-weather friend, if I can call him that way. So, Mr. Litaba, welcome to today's show.
Well, thank you. I take it as a compliment, and great to be associated with Millennium Radio.
Thank you so much, sir. Today we have quite an interesting topic. This is something that most of us have been discussing on community level, on high academic levels, because it has to do not just with food, but also our identity as Zambians. So today's topic is restoring the value of traditional foods in Zambia. That's our topic of the day. So how can you interpret that topic for us and the listeners out there?
Well, thank you so much, and I must say that this is a very interesting discussion that we'll be having, and that in describing our food system, I'll describe it in three ways. Number one, we now have an amazing, you know, food system where what we eat is mostly highly processed, okay, foods, and most of them are imported. On the other hand, you have foods that my parents, myself and others, of course, of my age or older, have been associated with, that many of us end up calling, you know, traditional food. The third one is this, you know, food that you'd want to classify as junk food, takeaways and all manner of food. So when you look at Zambia, we would not say we have a distinct food system at the moment. It's a mix of different things. But I think what is important is what we'll be discussing. How then do we restore with the 73 tribes and dialects? That means we have diversity in terms of food. So food that you find in Muchinga province, may not be the same foods that you're going to find in Western Province. They may not be the same foods that you're going to find in Wapula. So it's a whole mix of different type of foods. But I think there's an intersection, and the intersection here is the people themselves, the Zambian people themselves.
Okay. That's a good explanation. So.